You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Every year, Boise State University surveys the state to learn how folks feel about key issues, from growth to taxes, education to salmon recovery. The wide-ranging topics help tell a story about Idaho priorities as well as concerns. The new study, it is out today, and joining us to help us interpret the findings are one of the authors, Jeffrey Lyons, from the university, from the Boise State University's School of Public Service. Thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So explain the methods used for this survey.
Yeah, so we are seeking to get a sample of the state of Idaho that is representative both geographically and demographically. So we use random sampling. We grab 1,000 Idahoans through a bunch of different methods. So we grab about a third of them through landline phones, about a third through cell phones, about a third online, and then a handful we also text message. The goal is to grab a group in our survey that looks a lot like the state as a whole.
So you do have to use different modes. You can't just call everybody on a cell phone because some people don't have them.
Some people don't have them, and a lot of folks don't answer them.
Right, there you go, right? Okay, so full disclosure for our listeners. Normally, we are live at noon when we do this show, and normally you would be here live. We are actually talking you in the morning, because today at noon, when we'll be on, you will actually be at the State House. So tell us why.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So our goal with this is to be a resource to decision makers in Idaho. And so we meet with folks at the State House, and we also do a public release. All of this information will be up on the Boise State School of Public Service's website. You can read our report. You can read our top line data. And there's even a full tab book, which allows you to look at every question broken down by every other question. Mm-hmm. But it's about 900 pages long, so it's not especially fun to read.
So it's kind of get yourself a cup of coffee, sit down, and and for a couple of days, right? With those 900 pages.
A lot of fun.
So a lot of the topics that you cover in the public policy survey are things that we've heard about, like in previous legislative sessions. So an example, you asked people about their views on the citizens initiative process here in Idaho. And as we know, that was a huge topic here last year when there was an effort that eventually failed to change, to make it more challenging for an initiative to get on the ballot. So how much does what happens at the Capitol actually influence the questions that you put on the survey?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. You know, what we do with this survey is we have about half of it is kind of continuing questions we ask over time to sort of track any changes. And then we have a handful we try to ask every year that speak to conversations that are happening at the Capitol. And so that's kind of what you see here, is that we actually reach out to folks in the legislature and in other places before we do the survey to kind of say, hey, what are the conversations you all are having, and where might there be an opportunity for us to provide a little bit of information that could be useful? So this is one of the examples of that.
So then, since you are presenting at the State House today, how do you think, or might lawmakers be able to put, you know, the findings that you're going to give them and use it in this session, but then beyond just this session?
Yeah. So, you know, we hope that we see it as one piece of the puzzle. You know, when they're looking at policy, it helps to know what people in the state think, although it's certainly not the whole thing. You know, it's possible that people want something that's not a good policy. But then in the state of Idaho, it's really interesting. We actually just don't have very much publicly available polling. And that's kind of why we have stepped in, mm-hmm. to try to at least provide this resource so that there is the opportunity to have a conversation about what folks across the state think. And as a result, that's why we keep doing this year over year. So our hope is we can track changes, but we can also supply some kind of things that are being talked about today.
You know, from a public policy standpoint, I mean, and this is the school that you are a part of at Boise State, why is it important to have polling? I mean, some people might think, like, well, why do we need this?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think that if we have a representative democracy and the idea is that the folks at the State House are speaking on behalf of the voters and the citizens of the state, then it's important to know what they think. Absent polling data, it can actually be really challenging to know what it is that people think. I mean, certainly there's folks who show up to town hall meetings or they write emails to their state legislators, but we also know those folks may not be representative of everybody, right? They could be the folks who are especially fired up on one side of the issue or another. So polling is a way that we're better able to reach a wider swath, mm-hmm. of folks to help provide that information.
Instead of almost like just fishing in the dark then, right?
Yeah, guessing what people think, or, like I said, relying on those really loud voices who may seek out legislators when we know those people may not be representative.
We're talking with Jeff Lyons. He's one of the authors of the 5th Annual Idaho Public Policy Survey that happens through Boise State University. Okay, I want to dig into some of the findings themselves. So let's go back to that first part about the initiative process. What did you find out?
So, you know, we kind of want to know what people think about the rules for getting an initiative on the ballot. And so what we did was we simply asked a question where we said, here's the current rules, right? It requires, you know, this percentage of registered voters in this many of the state's districts. What do you think? Is this too easy, too hard, or about right? And what we found was over 60% said that it was about right. So in general, it appears that majorities of Idahoans think that the current requirements are reasonable. And I think one of the really interesting things about that question that made it kind of unusual is that there were not big partisan differences on this question. It's really common in most of our questions to see that Republicans and Democrats have pretty different beliefs. On this one, it was 60-some percent across all partisan groups. So there seems to be some level of common feeling across the political spectrum.
When you put that question on that survey, did you have an expectation that that would be the answer?
You know, honestly, no. And that's how it is for a lot of these. We, you know, I mean, we always kind of guess. We always kind of wonder.
Right.
But to be honest, no, we really don't know. And that's part of why we do this, is that we just don't know. I mean, I think that in general, we know that people want to have a say in the process. So like, we know that the ballot initiative process across the U.S. is pretty popular, right? We saw here locally in the city of Boise in last November that people wanted to have a say on certain kinds of spending projects. So we know that that principle is popular, but we really didn't know. And that's part of why we asked these questions.
So let's talk about growth. I mean, of course, another area that you highlight in the survey. Now, when you asked an open-ended question of, quote, what's the most important issue facing Idaho today? Growth came first. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily so surprising, no. given the focus of that right now. So how do you interpret the findings then around growth in public opinion, especially when you get kind of you do an open-ended question and that's the concern?
Yeah. Well, so one of the interesting things I want to mention about that is that growth does shoot up our list this year, but it's especially driven by the folks here in the Treasure Valley. Actually, across many parts of the state, it's not growth. It still is continuing to be education, mm-hmm. which is what we've seen in past years as the top issue. But because the Treasure Valley is one of the more populous parts of the state, if the Treasure Valley opinion changes, we see that change in statewide numbers.
Okay, so then how does that affect a statewide survey?
Yeah, it's a great question. So one of the things we like to do is take this and look for regionality, look to see, these are our sort of statewide average numbers, but it's also the case that we have some of these things going on under the surface. So we're very careful when we present this information to sort of put those caveats on it. It may be the case that a legislator from North Idaho or Eastern Idaho, where this growth is a little bit less of a concern, may sort of look at this and say, okay, those are statewide numbers, but maybe those aren't my constituents. So we're very careful to try and speak to those kinds of nuances.
One element of the in-migration conversation that you explored was the political party identification of the people that are moving here to Idaho. And this is an interesting question because I think there is a perception that if you're from California, you're liberal. And what did you find out?
We found out that is not the case. So I think you're absolutely right. That perception exists. When people hear the word California, it takes on a connotation. And so people just sort of place that label on the folks moving here, right? We know California is a generally fairly liberal place. And so we just make that assumption about all Californians. And that misses a heck of a lot of nuance. What we actually found is that the people who are moving here, so if we compare the party affiliation of the people who have moved here in the last 10 years to those who have been here for more than 10 years, they look very similar, meaning they're majority Republican groups across both. And that includes our Californians. So we were able to kind of pull our Californians out of the sample, and they're fairly Republican as a group as well.
So you mentioned education. Education was actually the second most important issue, according to the folks that took the survey. So you did ask, you asked people to rate public schools overall. Now, you got a mixed response, but the majority of those responses were negative. But then when asked to rate their own district, it was positive. So what do you get out of that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in general, the assessments of the quality of K through 12 public education in Idaho are not especially strong. Like you said, there's all, you know, fair and poor are the two most common responses when asked about quality. But yeah, when we look and we say, okay, don't think about the state, but think about your own district, we see the assessments of quality get a little bit better. However, I should mention there is a there's a caveat to that, which is that if we take these results and we look just at parents who have children under the age of 18, so those who are actually in the public schools, assessments get worse. So for parents whose kids are under the age of 18, actually about 29 to 30% of them say their district is poor. For folks who don't have children under the age of 18, they're saying that 15% of them are saying poor. So assessments do get better when we talk about your district, but if we focus in just on parents, they're a little bit weaker.
So let's get back to legislators when it comes to that, because education is always a hot topic, but already becoming a huge topic this year in the session. When you present them this information, do they listen?
They definitely listen. I think it's hard to oftentimes to take these results and necessarily measure how much they impact policy. But I think that they definitely listen. I will say that folks at the legislature have been interested. We have always sort of received, a fair amount of interest to this. And that's all wonderful. Mm-hmm. But it is a little bit hard to know. And I will also say they have a hard job in the sense that sometimes survey results don't always give them a clear message. So, for example, this year we found an increase in the number of folks who said that the state budget should go up. But we don't see a corresponding increase in folks who say taxes should be raised, right? So the state should spend more money, but they shouldn't raise taxes. So sometimes it's a challenge.
I want to thank you so much for coming in today and talking to us about this. We've been talking with Jeff Lyons. He's from Boise State University, one of the authors of the 5th Annual Statewide Survey. Always good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters.